Welcome to day number 13. We are up to Perek Dalet. We're actually going to finish Perek Dalet today with Mishnayos Vav and Zayin. So in the last Mishnah, we learned that if a person is riding on a donkey, we know the halacha that a person should always face one's body towards Eretz Yisrael when you're davening. So if a person is riding on a donkey and he can't face his body, he can't get down to face his body towards Eretz Yisrael, so at the very least, he should turn his head towards Eretz Yisrael, his face towards Eretz Yisrael. And if he can't even do that, so at least yichaveh neslibo, at least he should have a kavana in his heart. His mind, his thoughts should be focused on Israel when he davens. So our Mishnah is going to continue on similar situations. Says Mishnah Bav, Haya Yoshe Besfina, someone's riding on a boat, O Bekaron on a wagon, O Beasta on a raft, Yechaven Eslibo Keneged Beis HaKodesh HaKadashim. Again, he should focus his mind, he should focus his heart on Israel, on the Beis HaMikdash. This Mishnah doesn't even give the option of trying to face your body or trying to turn your head towards Israel. The assumption is that these particular modes of travel were particularly precarious. It's very shaky on a boat. So the Mishnah doesn't even assume you'd be able to stand and face Eretz Yisrael or perhaps even move your head towards Eretz Yisrael on either of these things. And therefore, it doesn't even say, like, it says, like, don't even bother. You're standing up, it might be dangerous, you won't have proper kavana. So don't worry, if you're on a boat, you're on a wagon, you're on a raft, just focus your heart on Eretz Yisrael when you daven. Says Mishnah Zayin, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Ein tfilas ha-musafin ela b'chever ha'ir. We can only daven musafin with chever ha'ir, meaning the chever of the city, meaning to say, with a minion. You only say musaf with a minion. When you're davening by yourself, therefore, you would skip musaf. We know that that's not true by general tefillah. The general tefillah, even if you're davening by yourself, you still have to daven. But something about musaf, that extra tefillah that we're saying on Shabbos, on Rosh Chodesh, on the Yom Tovim, that's for some reason different. And you would only say that, according to Elazar ben Azariah, with a minion. The Kahati quotes Rabbeinu Yonah and explains the reason. He says that musaf doesn't have any tachnunim. It doesn't have any personal tefillos in there. Right? We don't say, God, please give me this, please give me that. It's just praise of Hashem. And in particular, it's asking Hashem to, you know, bring us back to a time in which we have a Beis HaMikdash, in which we can bring karbonos again. That's the theme of musaf. So the concept of bringing karbonos again, that's really a communal thing. That's not a personal thing. That's something the entire community did. And therefore, it's really a tefillah that is incumbent upon the community. And if I'm davening by myself as a yachid, as an individual, I wouldn't say it. The Chachamim Omrim. The Chachamim disagree. Bechever ir, v'shalo bechever ir. Either way, whether you're with a minion or without a minion, you absolutely daven musaf. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmo. Rabbi Yehuda says in his name, in whose name? So the first opinion that we said, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, meaning he has a different version, a different girsa of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The first opinion was the first possibility of what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, I think this is what he said. Kol makom sheyesh chever ir, any time in which there's a city that has a minion, that has a chever davening together, hayachid pater mitfilas hamusafin, meaning so long as there's a minion in the city, right? There are people who, as a tzibur, are davening musaf, then if there's someone who's not davening with them, someone who's davening by oneself, so then he or she would not say musaf, right? The difference between the first girsa of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and the second is that in the first, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, regardless, whether there's a minion or whether there's not a minion in the city, a yachid never davens musaf. This last version, the second version of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, would seem to say that if there's a minion in the city, then a person davening individually would not say musaf. But if there's no minion in the city at all, then an individual would say musaf, because it's important. The rationale of this opinion is that it's important at least to mention these karbonos. So if there's a tzibor that's doing it, then the tzibor should take care of it. No problem. They take care of that tefillah, and then an individual doesn't have to. But if not, then an individual should. We end up passing like the Chachamim, so it doesn't really matter which version of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is correct. We pass like the Chachamim, regardless whether you're davening with a minion or not, you say musaf. Just one last point. The Tosfos Yom Tov asked the question, which is that the truth is, on Shabbos, we never ask for things from Hashem. That's its own topic. We can get to it one day, but we never ask for personal tefillahs. The Shemona Esrei on Shabbos is always praise of Shabbos and of Hashem, right? So why is Musaf any different, right? Why is it different than Mincha and Shachris that we would daven by ourselves, even though there's no praise? So the difference is that the truth is, on Shabbos, Shachris, Mincha, Marav, they're replacing the general tefillahs of the week. And we know that during the week, you absolutely would say tefillah, it has those personal tefillahs, and you would say it even by oneself. So on Shabbos, those tefillahs kind of replace those tefillahs during the week, and therefore you would say it even as an individual as you would during the week. But Musaf is this extra tefillah that we don't say during the week, and it doesn't have any personal tefillahs in it, and therefore Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's opinion is that you wouldn't say it with a minion. But again, either way, we pass like the Chachamim, you absolutely do say it, even without a minion.